And now it's time once again to join the Grumbleweeds.
Oh, Amanda. Amanda, my dearest. You're looking tired. Oh, your eyes are slowly closing, my darling. Why don't we go? Why don't we go to bed? We've had such a lovely, wonderful evening. So it was fun just to relax and talk about the past. Oh, you're such a superb conversationalist, my darling. The time just slips by. Come on, my dearest, let me undress you. Oh. Turn round, my sweet, I'll unzip your dress. You know, Amanda, it's moments like this when I'm glad we live in a lighthouse.
And the Admiralty have just issued the following advice to all shipping. Try not to sink.
We tell them, put them on before, I tell them better. Did you hear the one?
I did.
I'll tell you another.
Okay.
Did you hear the one about the posh club in Las Vegas? They have a real diamonds in the dominoes there. An Irishman went in one night and stole the double blank.
And a warm welcome to the Hammersmith Palais for the Formation Dance Finals. You join us just in time to see the East West Midlands Stock Car Drivers Formation Dancers.
Sometimes I wonder if we didn't have too many children.
And here is an SOS message for Professor Claude Pod, who left 3 months ago to explore the Himalayas. Come on, pal, your dinner's going cold.
From a chance at evening, you may see a stranger. You may hear her call you across a crowded room.
Here's a pine, Charlie, will ya?
And welcome back to the Formation Dance Finals. And you join us just in time to see some of our old favourites. The West North Midland Terry Wogan is top society Formation Dancers. Blankety blanks, what you want. More blankety blanks.
The annual general meeting of the Kleptomaniacs Association took place last night at the Royal Albert Hall. If anyone has seen the Royal Albert Hall... will they please get in touch with Scotland Yard immediately?
Over now to Westminster Abbey for a personal message from the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Has anybody seen me tea? I've got a wedding in 10 minutes and I can't find me tea.
And television have combined the Old Grey Whistle Test and Wonder Woman. It's a programme for men over 80. It's called the Old Grey Wonder Woman.
You were a great baker, as I will get. He were a great gardener, I know. I remember when I were a lad, our front garden were a riot of colour. Geraniums, dahlias, crocuses, carnations, chrysanthemums and rhododendrons. We never knew why, because he always planted radishes.
Yes, and welcome once again to Pebble Dash at One. And today me and the gang will be bringing you another load of rubbish. And asking the question, people who lose at cards, are they getting a fair deal? But first, over to Angela Rippon for today's big story, which has been buzzing around the news office all morning.
Well, apparently, the producer's been to Paris for the weekend with his wife's sister.
Oh, thank you, Angela.
No, it's just that he left his trousers in the Folie Bergère.
Oh, yes, thank you, Angela.
But it's not fair. I wanted to go.
Oh, and now, sport.
I've just told you, the producer's been to Paris.
Thank you, Angela. And now here is today's political news.
That's right. And how's this for starters? This morning, Cyril Smith saved the jobs of 2,000 mill workers. He ordered a new suit. It was also disclosed today that the Labour Party is in turmoil. So that's where they've been hiding. What do you want, comedy?
Thank you, Esther. And now news about more BBC cuts. Due to the financial climate, there will be certain program changes. All Creatures Great and Small will now be called All Creatures Small and Non-Existent. The money program will be called the Skint program, and Ronnie Corbett will now be Lena Zavaroni.
And now, theatre. The latest production at Stratford opens tonight. It's one of William Shakespeare's lesser-known plays, The Case of the Ruptured Dwarf. Here is a short clip.
Silence in court!
Mrs. Hamilton, my learned friend, the prosecuting counsel, has accused you of murdering your late husband.
Oh, lies. Oh, lies.
I know, Mrs. Hamilton, and I will prove it. Remember, you are under oath.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, did you poison your husband?
No, sir, no. I didn't. Honest to God, sir, I didn't.
Yes. Have you ever purchased any poison?
I haven't, sir. I wouldn't even know where to buy it, sir. Oh, how could anybody think such a thing?
So we have your word that no poison was ever brought into your house.
Yes, sir. Honest, sir. What would I want with poison?
All right, Mrs. Hamilton, all right. Just one more question. When did you last see your husband alive?
It was just before I shot him.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. No, it's nothing, really. Oh, my goodness, you deserve me. No, it's nothing. Don't throw money. I know how you must feel amongst me. Oh, thank you. Oh, you really do deserve me. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's impression time. Please welcome the man who's nearly as good as me, the one and only...
Who's that supposed to be, pal?
Johnny Cash. It's nothing, really. Oh, dear.
Just a minute, I'll wait while the applause dies down.
It's nothing, really, honestly.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Don't you get it? It's the cash register. Johnny Cash. You must be thick, pal.
Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
Please welcome the man who's nearly as good as me, the one and only...
Who's that?
Blimey, you must be thick. I've met some morons in my time, but you're the biggest.
Well, who is it, then?
Johnny Register. And welcome to the Football Association headquarters for more exciting news on the FA Cup third round draw.
Number 79, Rochdale.
Not the Hornets.
Number 88,
we'll play Cyril Smith.
A local derby, and I understand that if it's a draw, the replay will be played in Cyril Smith's trousers.
Number 49.
Nottingham Forest.
Number 72.
We'll play the Ormskirk Ladies Amateur Knitting Circle.
And a definite needle match this. The Ormskirk Amateur Knitters had a bit of trouble in their last match. They kept tripping over the hems of their jerseys.
Grab the coat and get your hat!
Hey, and while you're at it, put your trousers on. I can still see your bossy. And how's about that then, guys and girls? Because would you believe that this week, Jemmy here, the gaffer, the one and only gaffer, is actually at the Great Britain Rock and Pop Awards. Goodness gracious. Now then, all these fabulous, fabulous people are here. Oh, goodness gracious. Look, the police, the Stranglers, Brian Ferry, he's come by boat. Hurry, boat. Dear Lord, Jimmy's doing an actual joke there. Now then, the main reason that we're here is because the outstanding award of the day has gone for the most promising newcomer to the one and only, your friend and mine, the one and only Wilf Gasmas Grimshaw, for his outstanding contribution to pop music. So how's about a fabulous clap, clap, clap for the one and only Wilf? Fantastic. Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. How's that, old Wolf, old son? How's about a big hello for all the guys and girls who have voted for you?
A big hello.
Knock out as it happens. Now, I understand that you've just come from the studios where you've been laying down a few tracks.
No, I've been making a record.
Still a lot. I think we're in for just a good time, Wilfred, also, here. Now, am I right in thinking that this is your second LP?
Yeah, that's right, yes, Keith.
Well, what's it going to be called?
It's going to be called the second LP of Wilf Gasmas Grimshaw.
Goodness gracious. Well, what an incredible title, Wilf. Fabulous.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Fabulous, yeah.
Now then, the burning question. Yeah. Why did you actually want to call it that title?
I don't know, really. It just sort of came to us. Mind you, Jim, I think we're very lucky that we had such a fantastic coincidence. You see, the title we chose actually fitted the record. Because it is the second LP I've made.
And what a good job, Wilfred, that you didn't call it the third LP of Wilf Gasmas Grimshaw.
Exactly, yeah, that's right. It's what I call fate.
Of course. You are no stranger to the recording studios, are you, Wilf?
Oh, no. I mean, having been there for ages now, and I've picked up so many useful bits of technical information, I know which is the loudspeaker now.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's on the big pole and you're talking to it.
Anyway, Wilf, I think I really must tell all the wonderful listeners out there. Tonight, you are wearing a very unusual gas mask.
Oh, yes, I am. Yes.
In fact, I would go as far as to say that it was the most unusual gas mask I'd ever seen in my one and only life.
Yeah.
Now, would you like to tell the listeners all about it or something?
Oh, yeah, I will, yeah. Well, this gas mask is the most unusual gas mask Jimmy's ever seen in his life.
Well, I think we'll forget that one, Wilf, and move on to the record itself.
Yeah, well, it contains all my favourite songs.
And what side one like, Wilf?
Flat. Oh, I see what you mean. No, side one's fabulous. Side one is one of the two best sides on this record.
Well, that is just knockout.
Yeah, no, the first song is my favourite of all favourites. People, hey, didn't we have a wonderful time today? We wore a gas mask.
That is fantastic.
And all fun to the pump.
Knockout, Wilf. Wonderful.
Then the second number is another of my favourites.
Off you go, also.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Didn't we have a wonderful time today? We wore a gas mask.
Wonderful.
And all fun to the pump.
Wilf, also, this is quite incredible as it happens. We've had the one and only self-same song twice.
Yes. But the third number is really good. This is a real favourite. 7, 8, 9 and a half. Didn't we have a wonderful time today? We were a gas mask.
Hold it, Wilfred.
Hello, for 100 pounds.
Oh, stop the show, Wilf. Do you mean to tell us that the first three songs on the LP are all the same?
Oh, no. It's the first six.
Goodness gracious.
The whole of side one.
Well, this is incredible. Why is that, Wilf?
Because I like it.
Look. Can we turn over to side two, Wilfred?
Oh, well, now this is another of the best sides to my record. This is really, really fantastic. This first song on side two was a big, big hit, and I'm hoping I can get it back in the chart. 2, 3, 7, 8. Didn't we have a wonderful time to hear you all over again? But now for 100 pounds. Hey!
What'll I do?
Put your trousers on, I can still see your bossy.
Excuse me, pal.
Oh, yes, sir. What would you like?
Is it possible you've got a glass of sarsaparilla?
Sarsaparilla? No, sorry.
Oh. How about some cider scrumpy, then?
Cider scrumpy? Not, no.
What about one of them fancy cocktails? A screwdriver?
Sorry, no.
Have you got a small bottle of rosé?
Rosé? No.
A scone of the sherry?
No.
How about champagne?
I'm afraid not, no. You're not having much luck, are you, sir?
No, what do you suggest?
Oh, I suggest you try the pub next door. This is a car wash.
And here we are again at football headquarters with the latest in the FA Cup third round draw.
Number 94.
Peterborough United.
Number 27.
We'll play King Lear.
And a difficult role for Peterborough. They had trouble last week playing the Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's doubtful if they'll be ever straightened out in time for this one.
Number 18.
Crystal Palace.
Number 68.
We'll play Richard III.
Oh, what a pity. This is the one that Peterborough wanted. Hello. Yes, once again it's me, once again, your old friend, Uncle Rubbish, bringing you once again Nostalgia Time, where we look back on long forgotten wireless programs, long forgotten long ago, because they are long forgotten. Can you remember those long forgotten wireless programs, or have you forgotten? Maybe you can remember long-forgotten programs that I've forgotten. And maybe I can remember long-forgotten wireless programs that you have never heard of. If you've never heard of these long-forgotten wireless programs that I remember, it doesn't mean you have forgotten them. It means you didn't have anything to forget. So just remember that. I remember forgetting about one long-forgotten wireless program because I forgot to remember to switch on. And, as you know, the best way to hear those long-forgotten wireless programs was to listen to them on the wireless. If you didn't listen to them on the wireless, you wouldn't hear them. Which is why many long-forgotten wireless programs remain forgotten.
You're getting right up my long-forgotten nose, you are, Paul.
Well, if it isn't Uncle Nasty.
Just what are you supposed to be talking about, Paul?
Do you know, I think I've forgotten. No, I've just remembered. Long-forgotten wireless programs like Children's Hour.
Welcome to Children's Hour, and hello from me, Auntie Ethel, to all you lovely children. Today's story will be read for us by nice Uncle Jolly.
No, it won't, pal. He's legless. Serves him right for putting a pint of whiskey in his cornflakes.
Well, who is reading the story, then?
Me, you moron. Any objections?
No.
Right. Once upon a time, there was a pretty little bar lamb. Oh, blimey, it's one of them. Who lived in a field with a moo cow and a Gigi. This is pathetic. And one day, quack, quack, met a bar lamb and said, quack, 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 quack. Balaam replied, ba ba, ba ba. What a load of rhubarb. Shortly afterwards, the farmer's daughter, a freckly-faced, happy girl, came along and, smiling at the pretty little Balaam, she said, I like you, and she did too, because she had him for her dinner with mint sauce and roast pork.
That's not how the story should end.
Look, pal, if I want an happy ending, I'll have a flaming happy ending, right?
Right. And now, kiddies, Auntie Bertha will play for you your favourite record of the week. Off you go, Auntie Bertha.
Well,
kiddies, that's all we have time for this week. Join us next time we bring you Children's Hour.
Hey, I never knew she were tattooed. Especially there.
With more of your favourite items.
Aye, like home brewing for the under fives. And how to spin dry dad's pigeons.
Australia, the pioneers of the Flying Doctor Service. A great boon to all Australians living in the outback. Let us pay tribute to this wonderful and efficient organization. By the magic of shortwave radio, we can tune in to an actual emergency as it happens.
Are you there, Flying Doctor? Come in, Flying Doctor. This is an emergency. Flying Doctor, do you read me? Come in, Flying Doctor. Over. He's possibly going through an electric storm. I'll keep trying. Come in, Flying Doctor. This is Red Charlie here. Do you read me?
Hello?
Ah, Flying Doctor at last. Are you receiving me?
Hello?
Hello, Flying Doctor. I'm receiving you loud and clear.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you fine.
Oh, that's better. Had the mouthpiece to my ear again. I'm always doing that. Is my Auntie Gladys there, Uncle Jack?
This is Red Charlie speaking.
I don't have an Uncle Charlie. Is my cousin Clara there?
Flying Doctor, can you give me your exact position?
I'm on top of the sideboard.
Hello, Flying Doctor. You're supposed to be flying through the air somewhere.
Yeah, I was. That's why I landed on top of the sideboard.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to make contact with someone 10,000 feet in the air.
Oh, that'll be my gas oven. I put a match to it and it exploded. It went flying through the roof. Think there's something wrong with it.
Listen, I think we must have a cross line here somewhere.
Is that you, Uncle Jack?
No, sir, this isn't your Uncle Jack. This isn't anybody's Uncle Jack.
Well, who are you then? And what are you doing living with me, Auntie Gladys?
Listen, what part of Australia are you speaking from? Are you in the bush?
No, I told you I'm on the sideboard.
But on the sideboard where?
Next to Dennis.
Who the heck is Dennis?
Goldfish. I think he's suffering from shock. He's swimming round tail first. That's why I want my Uncle Jack to come round. He works for the gas board.
What is your address, sir?
27 Alibaster Terrace.
Is that Alice Springs?
No, it's Brian Illingworth.
But which town do you live in?
Look. My Uncle Jack knows where I live. He was round here last Monday when the fridge blew up. I haven't got the hang of this electric.
I thought you said it was gas.
Oh. G Do you think that's what I'm doing wrong?
All right. I'll do what I can. Now, what town do you live in?
Cleethorpes.
But Cleethorpes is in England.
You're not a fool, are you?
I'm in Australia.
Oh, well, it's no good you coming to mend it, is it?
Look, will you get off the line? You've wasted far too much of my valuable time already.
Can I ask a favour before you go?
Oh, no. What is it now?
Can you get me Emu's autograph?
What? Put the phone down, you stupid, incompetent pommy.
That's very kind of you to say so. Oh, hang on. You don't have to bother fetching me Uncle Jack. He's outside in the garden. The gas oven's just landed on him. Hello? Can you get me the flying undertaker?
You've been listening to the Grumbleweeds, Albert Cowell, Graham Morris and Robin. The programme is written by Mike Craig and Ron McDonald and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig. And he gets right up my nose, and so does everybody in the whole of England.
And Grumbleweed fans might like to know that an LP is available in the shops, and the number is REH 372. I'll give you that again, REH 372.